Let's go to Philippians chapter 2. I thank the Lord for our church. I tell you, there's some churches that don't want the young people to do anything. They don't want the young people singing in the choir. I thank God that we got young people singing in the choir. Amen. Thank God that we got young people who want to get up and do something for the Lord. And I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, as long as they want to do it, we're going to let them do it. Amen. Amen. Philippians chapter 2, when you get there, let's stand for God's word. Amen. I want to read one verse and then we'll pray. Look at verse 21. Philippians 2, 21. If you're there, say amen.
Amen.
For all seek their own. Not the things which are Jesus Christ. Lord, we love you. God, we come to you in Jesus' name. And Lord, I ask your hand to be upon us right now. God, help us. Lord, as we, over the next few minutes, expound on your word. God, I pray, God, you just give us the right message. Help us, Lord, to preach it in a way, Lord, that you'd be pleased. And Lord, you touch hearts, bless hearts. Help us right now, God. We love you. We thank you for what you've already done. Thank you for what we can already feel, God. God, it's been a great day so far, and it's just going to get better. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Jesus should mean more to us than anything else in this world.
Amen.
There should be nothing in this world above the Lord as far as we're concerned. Amen. We claim to be Christians, and, you know, I thought about it, you know, as they were singing, you know, we if we ain't careful, we'll say we're Christians, but we don't want to live Christ-like. So if we claim to be a Christian, we ought to do our very best to live Christ-like. And if we claim to be a Christian, Jesus ought to be number one in our lives. Amen. So I want, that's what, you know, I mean, just stop a minute. I want to do something. This ain't got no color. One, two. What does Jesus mean to you, Tony?
Means everything to me. He's blessed me so many times, and I just can't even imagine what it looks like to get when I get to heaven.
Robert, what does Jesus mean to you?
It means everything to me. He blessed me with a good family, and blesses me all the time, and most of all, he died for me, and I'm thank God to be saved. Amen.
Amen. Amen. What does it mean to you, Wes?
You know I ain't going to get nothing out.
What does Jesus mean to us?
This pew right here. I remember when Cole was born. I think me and TJ used to talk about it at work. I always believed, but then when I was standing there and I seen my son born, I was like, how can I never or anybody ever say it's not a God?
Amen.
Amen.
And like me and Dallas talk all the time, I'm just thankful that he loves me in spite of me.
Amen.
Because I ain't no good, preacher.
That's what Jesus means. And I don't have time to go around to everybody. We know that, but just saying, what does Jesus mean to you? When you think about that, and Jesus, Tony mentioned, all of them, Jesus is our salvation.
Amen.
Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. You can't get saved because granddaddy was a good man. You can't get saved because grandmama was a good Christian. You can't get saved because any of that. You've got to go through Jesus. The Bible tells us in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 9, for God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. And Acts chapter 4, verse 10, be it known unto you, all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even him doth this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which is set at naught of your builders, which has become the head of the corner. Neither is there any salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men, whereby men must be saved. Without Jesus, you would be in hell.
Amen.
We ought to be shouting. We ought to be jumping pews. I'm just telling you, without Jesus, where would you be? I preached a message here a few weeks ago, and I preached it at the nursing home today. Every one of us has got a before and an after with Jesus, amen? Every one of us has got a before we met Jesus. You know how your life was before you met Jesus. You know what kind of hell holes you used to run in before you met Jesus. You know where your life was headed before you met Jesus. But like Wes said, look what God's done for you since you met Jesus, amen? Hey, Jesus Christ is our salvation. That's what Jesus means to us. It'd be different with everybody in here if I had time to go around, but that's what Jesus means to us. Not only am I saved, praise God, I'm happy. Amen. I said something about this. I said something about this this morning. There's a lot of people got joy, but they're sad all the time. I've gone to church with people. I'm just telling you right now, you meet them at Walmart, they be just smiling. They come to church, they've been sucking on persimmons. I'm a happy Christian, amen? I'm like Brother Rob. I'm in that happy, clappy crowd, amen? I'm in that crowd that likes to smile. I love it when Chucky gets up here and gets everybody laughing. Hey, that just kind of sets the mood for church, amen? Hey, you ought to be able to come to church and smile a little bit. You ought to be able to come to church and laugh at yourself. Tell them it's Jenny's fault or Chucky's fault or whatever. You ought to be able to come to church. I'm a happy Christian, amen? How about you? Amen. Some of y'all need to let your face know. I got to think about it. You know, the Bible tells in Psalms chapter 1, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. That word blessed right there, David, means happy. Happy. Smiling. Glad to be saved. Glad to be in church. Praise God, I'm happy. I kind of got this little thing down. I'm happy with the way. God made the plan of salvation. Hey, I'm just going to be honest with you. If I'd have been God, I'd have done something different. I wouldn't have given my son for you because I don't love you that much. God made the way. I'm happy with the way. I'm happy with the word. Amen. God's the one that put it all down. It was all ordained from the beginning of time. I'm happy in the way. I'm a lot happier now with Jesus than I was with the devil. Amen. Somebody say amen right there. I'm happy in the way. Glory to God. I love coming to church. I love coming to Sunday school. I love everything about it. I like it when we come to Sunday school and David picks on Josh and Josh picks on David. I like it when we come to school at Sunday school and David picks on Chucky. I love Sunday school. And for all y'all that ain't coming, shame on you. I'm happy in the way. I'm going to be honest with you, I'm happy in spite of the way sometimes. Son, the devil throws stuff at us that we didn't realize was coming. But guess what? Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. I'm just telling you, that's what Jesus means to us, amen? Jesus means that I know my prayers are being heard. It's one thing to know Jesus hears your prayers. It's another thing to know he's answering them, amen? It's one thing to know that your prayers are making it to heaven. It's another thing to know that in the throne room of God, Jesus Christ is listening and paying attention to every little thing. I mean, just a few weeks ago, Sister Helen, we was praying. Jesus Christ turned over to the Father, said, Lord, she needs a touch. And God, just let it go. It's one thing to know that I can get on my knees and pray, but it's a whole other thing, Brother Tony, to know that when my prayers go up, Jesus Christ himself is listening. John 14:14 said, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. John 15:7, now John 15:7, if you abide in me, my words abide in you, ask what you will and it shall be done. I know he hears my prayers. Ephesians 3:20 says this, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that worketh in us. I don't know if I told you this morning. I talked to Preacher Jonathan Hughes this past week. And when the last time they were here, Preacher Jonathan said that Jesse had cancer. She went back to the doctor just a few weeks ago, and she ain't got cancer no more. Not only that, he's willing, he can do above and exceeding more than what we ask. Amen? Not only that, but her thyroid went back to working. And the doctor said, that don't never happen. It does with Jesus. He said that she was sitting there. The doctor said, I can't explain this. And she said, Jesse, look at that. He said, well, I can't listen. He can do it, folks. Exceedingly. Above Like I preached this morning, we're living way below where Jesus wants us to live. What in the world could we do? We have access to the most powerful thing this universe has ever seen. I'm telling you right now, the blood of Jesus Christ, the power of Jesus Christ, there ain't nothing that will ever be invented that will even come close. I'm glad he hears my prayers. What Jesus means to me, when I'm tempted, I got somebody to help. Amen. When I'm tempted, I got somebody to help. He knows exactly what we have. I'm glad I don't have to stand on my own. They were singing that song just a while ago. We're saying, I can say a prayer, and I got somebody that'll come to my defense. Amen. You got to understand, the Bible says in Jude chapter 1, verse 24, now unto him keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. He can keep us from temptation, glory to God. And I'm just going to be honest with you. There have been times you didn't even know it that Jesus Christ kept you from temptation. There have been times in our life that you didn't even know it. Jesus stepped in and said, no, they ain't going to have to fight this battle. I'm going to take care of them right now. Somebody ought to say praise the Lord right there. But I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, Brother Robert, if it's me and you, y'all listen to me. If Jesus Christ, Stephen, has got to step in before it ever hits us, it was going to be bad, amen. But thank God he knows better what I need than I need myself. He's able. He'll give you victory over temptations. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. There hath no temptation taken you, but such is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above, that you are able, but with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. Jesus helps. Jesus also rewards us for not falling into temptation. The Bible says in James chapter 1, verse 12, blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive a crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Whatever it takes for the Lord to intervene and the Lord to work it out, praise God, it is worth it. That's what Jesus means to me. There was something said in Sunday school this morning. I'm going to kind of go along with that. Had it not been for Jesus, I'd be in a mess right now. Think back on your life since you got saved, that the temptations came and the devil put something right there, and Jesus made a way out. Jesus made a way out. Whether it be thinking about your wife or your husband, whether it be thinking about your church, whether it be thinking about you didn't want to hurt Jesus, whether it be thinking about you didn't want to hurt the church, whatever it took, Jesus did it. Thank God. That's what Jesus means to me. It also means that I have help when it comes time to die. Amen. Folks, we ain't going to have to face it alone. Thank God. Thank God. I'm just telling you right now. Revelation chapter 1, verse 18. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys to death and hell. He's got the keys. He's the one that's in control of it. Jesus is the only one that can comfort at a time of death. Psalms 23, verse 4. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. I can't tell you how many times standing beside Preacher Dill's bed just several months ago, he wasn't worried. He wasn't worried. How many times have we been there with family members? And it's just peaceful. And when they close their eyes on this side, they're waking up on the other side. Amen. My God. When they close their eyes on this side before we can get out of the room, they with Jesus. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Amen. I want you got to understand something, folks. And as a Christian, I don't want to die. I'm be honest with you. There was a fellow that said something one time when I first moved to it. Listen, if there's two buses going to heaven, I'll take the second one. I don't want to rush it. Amen. I want to stay as long as I can, but I'm not afraid. Amen. I'm not afraid to die. Can't nobody do that but Jesus. Can't nobody give you that peace but Jesus. I can't. My mind goes back to when Robert and Angie, we had just moved up here, lost Marley. Sitting in that graveyard, Miss Angie sitting on that front seat of that Just rocking back and forth saying, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I will never forget that. Jesus can give peace in trouble. And he's the only one that, I ain't never heard nobody stand up and say Buddha did it. I ain't never heard nobody stand up and say Allah did it, because Allah can't do it, amen. Amen. Only Jesus, amen. Amen. Jesus means I can go to heaven. But God commended his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. They were singing that song and said something about he took my place. David just, I mean, just a few weeks ago, might have been last Sunday, when they, Isaiah 53. And I saw something, David, on YouTube this week. And I saw this guy, this is what he said. He said, that is the forbidden chapter from Jews. He said, the Jewish people don't even read that in synagogues anymore, because they would read Isaiah chapter 53 and Jews were getting saved. He said, they won't even read it. He said, this guy said he went to Israel and said they walked into this place and there was a Jewish family sitting there. He said, and they just kind of started talking back and forth. He said, and he spoke a little Hebrew, and he got to talking about, and he said something about Isaiah 53, and he started quoting it in Hebrew, and he asked one of them Jewish people, said, who does that sound like to you? He said, it sounds like the Messiah. He said, that's Jesus.
Amen.
Folks, when you think about what Jesus Christ went through so that you and I don't have to die and go to hell, it ought to humble us. We ought to come on this altar and just cry and weep. Let me tell you something. I love her, and I'd lay down my life for her. And I got grandkids and kids and family members here that I'd do the same for. And let's just be honest. There's probably some church folks that I would probably do that for. Some of these young ladies, I'd lay my life down for them. But what about Russ? What about Tony? Tony would give his life for that little boy right there. But there'd be a question with me. Jesus didn't even blink. Jesus laid down his life. And like I told him at the nursing home today, he didn't die for the preacher. He died for the drunk. Amen. He didn't die for Donald Boone that's been sitting in church for years and years and years. He died for Donald Boone that was before salvation. So you think about where you were and what Jesus did for you. That means you can go to heaven. That's what Jesus means to me. What does Jesus mean to you? Think about it. When you lay your head on your pillow tonight, Chucky, and we can go off to sleep, not worried about the future, not worried about eternity, and you can rest peaceful. What does Jesus mean to you? What's he going to mean to you when the hard times come? Because they're coming. What's he going to mean to you when sickness comes? Because it's coming. Ain't none of us going to get out of here alive. But he's going to make a way, amen? If you would bow your heads.